This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining me here today, friends. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day because you've tuned into WGOD. You want to hear a word from God today. And I promise you, you won't be disappointed because I know the secret. And that is, I know where God speaks. And I share it with you. That is, He speaks through His word. And that's what we do here. We look and study His word. Every word of God is pure. The Lord Jesus said in John 6:63, my words are spirit and they are life. Every word that He says matters. That's why you, my friend, need to have a literal Bible translation, not a paraphrase. You don't want 10 words of God and then someone saying, you're too stupid to handle 10. I'm going to give you 2 to match up with your mental capacity. You don't want that. If God says 10, you want 10. I encourage you to get a literal Bible translation. This is part 3 of a sermon I've entitled, Should I Fear God? Should you? Or is that just Old Testament stuff? Should I still fear God today? Now we're starting off today again looking at the early church, Acts chapter 5, Ananias and Sapphira, and what happened with them. That's where we're going to pick it up right here on WGOD Radio. Stay tuned now for part 3 of Should I Fear God?
In other words, psst, Ananias and Sapphira are dead for lying to the Lord. Pass it on. To this one, to this one, to this one, to this one. And great fear fell on all those who heard these things. And the young men arose, wrapped him up, and carried him out, and buried him. Now it was about 3 hours later when his wife came in, not knowing what happened. And Peter said, all right, here comes old Sapphira. She's probably just got her nails done. She's walking in. Right off the bat, she should have known something was wrong. What's Peter doing in her house? You know, like in those movies, you're walking, you know, that someone gets home and there's the mob sitting there with the lights down low. So here she comes walking in the house, and here's old Pete sitting there at his kitchen table. She should have known right there something was wrong. Walks into the house. Now it was 3 hours later when his wife came in, not knowing what had happened. Peter said to her, tell me whether you sold the land for so much. And she said, yep, for so much. Then Peter said, how is it you have agreed together to test the Spirit of the Lord? Look, or behold, the feet of those who have buried your husband are at the door. And now they're going to carry you out. Then immediately she fell down at her feet and died and breathed her last. Young men came in and found her dead and carried her out and buried her next to her husband. Verse 11. So great fear came upon the whole church and upon all those who heard these things. This is the founding of the church of Jesus Christ. Do you think the early church feared God? Would you like to see the size of the offering the next Sunday? I I mean, would they tithe 80%? I'm speculating, I say that, 80%. They sold the property for $20,000. They gave $18,000, kept the last two, and God wiped them out for lying. Now let's move on to attitude. We've got the facts here. That is, why people don't fear God anymore. First, let me give you the biggest cause for the attitude problem. And that is this notion inside of your head of once saved, always saved. Sorry. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not disputing whether the doctrine is true or not. That's not what I'm talking about. I didn't say whether or not the doctrine is true or not. It's the notion, the little idea in your head that you can do whatever you want, that it doesn't matter. That's what I'm talking about. A person tends to think they can do no wrong, and there's nothing a person can do to ever alter their standing with God. Have you ever heard that before? I hear Charles Stanley every week on television say that. There's nothing you could ever do to alter your standing with God. All right, let's try this. How about lying? No, don't try it. Take my word for it. Don't lie. Don't presume upon the mercies of God like these guys did. I didn't say the doctrine's not true. I'm saying it creates a lackadaisical attitude, a flippant attitude that you don't care anymore. But you need to be like David. David feared the Lord on that day. Now, the attributes of God are still the same. It hasn't changed. When you believe that, again, you don't fear God anymore. When you believe it doesn't matter what you do, that God will forgive you no matter what, then you lose your edge. You lose your sharpness that you have. You lose your reverential fear and respect. The lighter is always glowing, church. It's always glowing. Don't do that. Think about it. People say there's absolutely nothing a believer could ever do to influence their relationship with God. And to that I say, I don't agree with that. I think that's a hindrance. I say again, it eliminates the fear of God that God's people have had for thousands of years. People, the church for thousands of years has had a healthy fear of God. It's an attitude. It's a mindset. My Bible tells me, 1 Peter 4:18, if the righteous is scarcely saved, then where will the ungodly and sinner appear? You hear that? If the righteous is scarcely saved, where will the ungodly and sinner appear? Meaning, if you're barely going to get in, how about those that don't even believe? Esposito paraphrase. How about what Jesus said? If you don't like what Peter said, strive to enter in through the narrow gate, because many, I say to you, will try to get in and will not be able. That word strive is the word agonizo, same word used of Jesus sweating great drops of blood. He agonized in prayer. It's the same word he says for our efforts to get into the kingdom. It's a mindset. It's an attitude. All right. At the end of his life, the wisest man who ever lived said this. Now, can you picture this? You're at the hospital, all right? And you're friends with Solomon, the wisest man who ever lived. He's your bud. Now, Solomon's dying. And he calls you over to put your ear up to his mouth. And right before he dies, he calls you over. You come up to Solomon in the hospital, and you put your ear down there, and Solomon gets up and says to you, fear God and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. For God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil. Now that in your Bible is Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. Interestingly enough, that's what Solomon on his deathbed, that's the wisest man who ever lived. His advice to you, his dying, leaving this world words, fear God. Keep his commandments. This is the whole duty of man. What's your duty? People thought it's my duty. Everyone has a duty. Military have a duty. Policemen have a duty. Firemen have a duty. School teachers have a duty. What's your duty as followers of Almighty God? Fear God. Keep his commands. Don't deliberately sin flippantly. Now, I've been taken through the woodshed about this all week. I've got a big thing taped on my computer screen right now at work that says, "Do I fear God?" Not that my computer leads me to sin, but that's where I'm at most of the time, and it's right there as a reminder for me. It all starts with this. If you fear God, you won't sin. At least you'll think twice about it. Like presuming upon the holiness of God, like the guys moving the ark did, or lying to the Holy Spirit, or sticking your thumb in a lighter. The fear of God is healthy, church, right? It's healthy. It's beginning of wisdom. It's to help you live right. If you do what it says in the book of Proverbs, you're going to be all right. When temptation comes, you're going to do what the Lord says, and you're not going to do it because you're going to follow the advice here, the fear of the Lord. Now let's look real quickly at the attitudes here of Peter and Paul regarding the fear of the Lord. Okay, Colossians 1:28. You don't need to turn there if you don't want to. All right, Colossians 1:28, Paul says this. Him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, so that we might present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Now, there's something else I want to add to the church's mission statement here and statement of faith to the church. This is Pastor Paul's vision for Island Community Church. It's the Apostle Paul's vision. Him we preach, warning every man and teaching. Warning and teaching. Warning and teaching. This is what he did because God was going to hold him accountable. God's going to hold me accountable for what I say to you. Him we preach, warning and teaching. Acts 20:31, Paul says, "For 3 years I did not cease to warn everyone, night and day, with tears." What a ministry. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine me preaching for 3 years straight? Now, I've been here 2 years at Island. 2 years. Can you imagine adding another year of every week me getting up here and warning you? Every week, warning and teaching, and all wisdom. Why did he do that? What did he know that Joel Osteen doesn't know?
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.